Hi, I'm Kristen. Welcome to our special Enkindle Lenten series. This is a 7-part series designed to help you and your family prepare well during Lent so that at the end of Lent, when we celebrate Jesus's passion, death, and resurrection, we will all be more ready and more excited to receive all that Jesus wants to give to us. We are so happy to walk with you during these 40 holy days. Welcome to our 7th and final episode of our special Lenten series, all about making room for love this Lent. This is Holy Week. This is the biggest week of the year, liturgically. And during this week, we walk with Jesus through his final moments on earth that lead up to his passion and death. And of course, toward the end of this week is Good Friday, the day that Jesus suffered brutal torture and ultimately died on the cross to save us. Saints and sinners have spent the past 2,000 years thinking and praying about what Jesus did for us during Holy Week. There's so much that we could talk about, but there's one thing that I keep thinking about when I'm really praying about this Holy Week, and it's the story of the Good Shepherd. Now, we don't hear the story of the Good Shepherd read at any of the Masses or liturgies this week, so that's not why I think of it, but in the story of the Good Shepherd, which comes, you know, well before Holy Week, Jesus is telling his disciples who he is. He's trying to help them understand himself. And he tells them that he is the good shepherd and we are the sheep. And he says this, "The shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down freely. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down freely. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." And of course, you know, this happened well before Jesus was arrested or anything like that in Jerusalem. So his disciples did not understand why he was talking about himself as a good shepherd and a shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. As we get closer and closer to Good Friday, it might be easy to forget that Jesus gives his life freely. It might look like Jesus was betrayed and arrested and forced to be beaten and whipped and to carry his cross and then to be nailed to it and to hang there for 3 horrible hours on Good Friday and ultimately to die. It might look like other people forced this on Jesus. But Jesus told us long before the crucifixion ever happened that he was going to lay down his life and he was going to do it freely. He was going to choose to do this because he's a good shepherd and his sheep need saving. And we are his sheep. He came into the world for this very reason, to give his life in exchange for ours, to take our place and pay the price for our sin because the cost was more than we could afford. Everything that we enter into this week, Jesus chose freely. And he chose it freely because of you. He chose it freely because you needed to be saved, and he's the only one who could save you. He chose it freely because of love for you. So as you pray and enter into this Holy Week, remember that it was all for you. It was all for you. This is why he came, to rescue you, because you needed rescuing, and he desperately loves you. Yes, he died for every single one of us. Of course he did. We know this. But he also died for each one of us, specifically, uniquely, and personally. A priest once told me that when Jesus was dying on the cross, he knew my name. He saw my face and he knew everything about me, good and bad. And he said to the Father, "Father, I offer my life for her. I will give my whole life and every drop of my blood to rescue her." And you know what? The same is true for you. He knew your name and he knew everything about you. And he loved you so much that he gave everything to rescue you. He is the good shepherd and he lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus died on the cross out of love for you and love for me to make room for you and for me in eternity. so that we can live with him forever in heaven someday, and that we can live with him forever in our hearts now. Without his sacrifice, none of this would be possible. So don't be afraid this week. Don't be afraid to welcome him into your heart. You've been practicing. You've been praying and fasting and giving alms. You've been getting rid of your sin. You've been making room in there, not just so that you can fill it with other stuff, not just so that it can be empty. You've been making room so that he can come and live there. Don't be afraid to let him take up all the room in the heart you've been preparing. He alone is worthy of that in our room, in our hearts, brothers and sisters. And he alone has proven himself to be the lover of our hearts and our souls. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, as we walk with you into your suffering, your passion, and death, remind us, Lord, that you came to walk with us. You came to rescue us. When you were dying on the cross, you knew our name. Give us the grace, Lord, to enter into this week powerfully with you so that we can enter into the resurrection powerfully with you, and that we might not ever be afraid to welcome you fully, to come and reign and rule and love us in our hearts. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.